He's a Buffalo Bisons outfielder, well, for now, and has the best name in sports, as far as I'm concerned. Dalton Pompey joined Sportsnet today on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Now, Dalton, when we last spoke, I told you that I thought your name was perfect for a store that sells, you know, bath salts and moisturizers, body scrubs, you know, shop at Dalton Pompey, that sort of thing. You seemed into it, and we agreed we'd invest only your money. You still up for that? Because I've got people that are interested.
Yeah, I think I need a little bit more time, though, to consider that and see if I can get any more investors. But, I mean, that's still a good idea. I'd be down to get into that.
All right, so we're putting a pin on it. Okay, cool. We'll wait on it, but it's a thing that's going to happen. I'm really excited about that because that's going to be my retirement, Dalton. So I'm banking on that. No pressure. Hey, let me ask you about time in Buffalo so far. It didn't start off too well. .143 average in the first few games, but you've come on since then. How are you feeling right now with the Buffalo Bisons?
I feel all right. You know, I just feel so, more so that I'm not getting the results that I on paper as much as I am. That I know that I'm doing in the game. Like, I feel like in the game that I feel fine and the results will eventually turn around. And but yeah, I feel good.
Is there any adjustments you're making at the plate? Is there anything you're doing different?
Yeah, I'm trying to, work on my swing a little bit down here. I was drifting a lot when I was in the big leagues. Like, I was drifting to the ball and was causing me to miss a good pitches to hit. I was doing stuff that I wasn't doing last year, but I'm doing this year, so obviously I have to make the adjustment. And it's been a slow process, but I mean it's made progress already, so that's the positive.
Is it more of a physical thing or a mental thing? Maybe a mixture of both.
I think it's more mental than anything. I've learned over the past 2 months that the game is more mental than it is physical, so it's just trying to make sure the mind knows and then the body will follow.
As far as that goes, the mental part of the game, Dalton, has this been the toughest couple of months you've had in your young career so far?
Yeah, 100%. You know, and just I've only ever gotten sent up, you know, in the minor leagues. And, you know, obviously going from starting center fielder of the Blue Jays to, you know, 2 months later now I'm in, you know, Buffalo playing. I mean, it's been hard for me mentally just because, you know, I've had success my whole life and then, you know, I kind of hit a roadblock there and, you know, I had a couple of tough times up there, but I had some good times too. And it was just, you know, it was hard, especially when I first got sent down. I didn't really know how to handle it. And, you know, I'm okay. I'm better now, and I'm here. So I'm here to work and play better and hopefully get another chance up there. So,
well, and that's one way of looking at it where you talked about, well, 2 months ago I was this and now I'm this. I mean, I would look at it as, and let's keep this in mind. You're a very young man. You're way ahead of where anybody else would be that is trying to do what you're doing. So you got to look at it from that regard in one way. In another way, you have to look at it as you're going to be playing for X number of years, and it's not going to go perfectly that whole time. There are going to be ups and downs to varying degrees. So you take it as it comes, and this is an opportunity for growth. This is a learning moment for you. This, as you mentioned, the first time you're sent down. This is something that's going to build character, that's going to be good for you, that in the long run is going to be good for you. I mean, you could look at it from that way as well.
Yeah, you're right, 100%. And you know, at first I didn't look at it that way. I'm going to be honest. But now that I've been here and you know, I've had numerous people reach out to me and offer their support and their advice and stuff, and they all tell me the same thing. So, you know, I've gotten to the point where now I just realize, you know, I was a young player and I still have a lot to learn, and it's not anything to knock against me for me to be here, because like you said, I'm kind of like way ahead of the game here. And, you know, my roommate here is Daniel Norris, so, you know, we talk a lot, and, you know, he's excited to hopefully get back soon, and, you know, we just pick each other's brains and try to keep each other positive and down here in Buffalo.
What's it like rooming with a pitcher? I mean, that's got to give you a bit of an advantage as a hitter, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes, sometimes we'll talk about, different situations and stuff like that, like what he's thinking as a pitcher, and he'll ask me what I'd be thinking as a hitter. But for the most part, sometimes I just marvel at how good his life is when he gets to pitch one day and get 4 days off, so it must be pretty nice. And he just laughs, and then he tells me that how he'd want to hit. And, he'd love to hit again and stuff like that. So I think we're both a little bit jealous of each other at times.
He's got to be a good guy to room with as well, because he has struck us as someone that is, very even keel, that many would find interesting, but he himself finds himself boring, that he keeps things a little bit slow. Maybe I'm wrong about all that, but I would think that that'd be a good guy to be around just to kind of slow things down a bit.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy to be around. He's really chill all the time, and it's not that he doesn't get bothered by stuff and with things in the game and around the game and stuff like that, but he's just really a mellow about it. And if you talk to him, he's a really mature guy, and he doesn't really show his feelings that often. So, but if you can get talking to him and stuff like that, and he'll open up, and he's a good guy to have around in terms of, being positive and he's all about moving forward. Once something happens, he's all about, moving on to the next thing. So that's a good mindset to have.
It's good to be around with Dalton Pompey on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Jeff Sambit. You talk about words of advice. Josh Donaldson spoke with you in the time that you guys have had together this year. What did he say to you?
We had a long conversation, but in summary, he was just telling me how his career went and how he was sent down six times and the road that he took to get there and eventually stay there, become the player that he is now. So he said that, what I'm going through, I'm kind of like you said, I'm kind of way ahead of the game, and most guys on that team had been sent down at some point. It wasn't like he was foreshadowing me getting sent down. He just could see, sometimes the frustration that I had, but he could also see the talent that I had as well. And he was just being a good teammate and trying to get the best out of me and stuff like that. Giving me a different perspective on how to look at the game and how to look at my own development. It definitely went a long way for me, especially being here now that I know it's obviously not the end of the world. And I can continue to improve and then come back and contribute to the team even more so.
Yeah, and it must be great to have joined a Blue Jays team. And, like yourself and Daniel, some great young players on this club, Aaron Sanchez, another starting today for the Blue Jays. But while there's a lot of youth and you guys have brought so much to the table in that regard, there's a lot of veteran presence here. And you talk about Josh Donaldson, but like Russell Martin, already Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion. I bet there were a lot of people that you could talk to throughout your time with the Blue Jays thus far and also still keeping in touch with as a member of the Buffalo Bisons.
Yeah, I can still reach out to those guys 100% and pick their brain with whatever, because they're great individuals and they really cared about all of us young players and helping the team, but also, developing as a person and a player. So, I really appreciate what they do for me. It's been great to have them in my corner, and hopefully I'll be able to see them soon. So.
Dalton, being a hometown kid here and playing with the Toronto Blue Jays, starting for the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously what comes with that, one would think, would be some added pressure. Is that something that you felt, that being from Mississauga, being from this area and playing with the Toronto Blue Jays, obviously it's a dream come true. Did that add any pressure to you?
I felt a little bit of added pressure. I felt like, obviously, playing a game of baseball, there's already a lot of pressures that come with that, just from the game itself. And I've always been one to be kind of hard on myself. So if I don't really perform that well, especially in my hometown, obviously being a hometown kid, a lot of people look up to me and stuff like that. And then, I really felt pressure in regards to the fans mostly. I wanted to show them that, you know, me being from there and being a successful player and to motivate people and to be a role model for young kids and whatnot. And I felt like at times I did put too much pressure on myself, and, you know, it led to some more frustration and stuff like that, and which obviously I shouldn't have when I look back at it. But, I mean, it was only natural that I was doing that. And, you know, I had my friends and family there a lot. And it almost felt like sometimes it was hard to get away from that and to, you know, kind of just reset my mind and go, like, for example, like on a road trip or something and not have to worry about anything. But at the same time, people could still watch the game on TV, and I was getting, you know, messages from people all the time, and it was just kind of a lot to deal with at first, and then once I came down to Buffalo, it's been a lot easier, just being able to take a step back, I guess, and be able to regain my thoughts and confidence and whatever else I needed to do. But when I was up there, I definitely felt it, but I know how to better handle it now going forward, just because I went through that month that I was there. And I mean, it's never going to go away. And I appreciate everything everybody's ever done for me when I'm up there and everybody that continues to support me. It's just, being able to set that aside and be able to just play the game that I've played my whole life without any added pressure.
Well, and Dalton, you know that support's always going to be here. I mean, you're from here, so you get the support that way. You're wearing the right uniform. Everybody's going to support you in that regard as well. You're a hard worker and you're a good guy, and we all know that. So we look forward to you being back with the Toronto Blue Jays. But in the meantime, enjoy your time with the Buffalo Bisons. It's a good team. There's good people down there. It's a good city to be in as well. So enjoy that for as long as it's going to be. And we'll see you back in Toronto eventually. Dalton Pompey of the Buffalo Bisons and of the Toronto Blue Jays, and eventually my business partner in Dalton Pompey Industries. Dalton, continued success, man. We'll see you back here in Toronto eventually, but enjoy your time in Buffalo, and we'll talk again soon, pal.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.